Scientists assembled by the United Nations sent out a renewed warning this morning that the planet is warming up and human beings are largely responsible. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change released a new report in Stockholm that projects more warming air, melting ice, and rising seas in this century. The report is a consensus view on the Earth's health as it is understood by scientists from around the world, and so the new IPCC report's likely to get the attention of many governments. Joining us to talk about it, NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. Richard, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
So what stands out to you in this new report?
Well, one thing is that this underlines that the more scientists study this issue, the more confident they are that human activities are changing the planet. The last decade was the hottest on record and set many records. In fact, many of the changes they call unprecedented over decades to millennia. They also acknowledge that things might not be as bad as previous projections. There's greater uncertainty about what we could be facing. But they do underline, no surprise, that it will take a huge effort to rein in carbon dioxide emissions if we're ever going to stabilize the climate.
Well, let's talk about decades more than millennia for the moment, at least. I mean, the rest of this century, what are they predicting might happen?
Well, rising temperatures are still on tap. In some scenarios, that would be over 2 degrees centigrade, which is 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit about. And that's what the international community has set as a goal in the UN climate talks. Let's not get the planet hotter than 2 degrees centigrade. But interestingly, other scenarios suggest we might not reach that point, at least not in this century, either because the carbon dioxide emissions could come under control under some of these scenarios, or it is possible that a given amount of emissions might actually cause less warming than scientists had previously realized. Let me also touch on rising sea levels. That's, of course, another big factor, and that could be a foot or two, according to this report, by the end of the century, or they say in their worst-case scenario, it could be up to 3 feet. That would be if parts of Antarctica start to melt rapidly. And they also note that, of course, the world doesn't stop in 2100, and sea levels would continue to rise past that point.
You were on the air on this program with a story recently pointing out that over the last 15 years, global air temperatures have not really climbed. And that has some skeptics saying, you know, maybe the planet's not really warming up. Maybe we've been wrong about these predictions. Did the scientists address that in this report?
Yes, indeed they did. And they said that a huge amount of the heat that has come into the Earth's system, the energy, has been soaked up in the deep ocean, something like 90%. And a lot of that is a temporary phenomenon, they believe, caused by a weather pattern called La Nina. And so we can't count on those oceans indefinitely to keep soaking up all that amount of heat. They also said it's likely that particles from volcanoes and other stuff in the atmosphere might have reflected some of the energy back into space. And so we basically didn't heat up as much as we would have if those hadn't been there. But again, that's a temporary phenomenon. And so they are still extremely confident that the long-term trend in global temperatures is up.
If we look kind of broadly at this, the IPCC, this organization, has been producing reports since 1990. This is the fifth one now, the last one like 6 years ago. I mean, is this new report a big departure in any way, or have things remained pretty consistent?
It's not a big departure, but it is a fresh look. Two-thirds of the studies that they reviewed were actually published since 2007, and 60% of the authors are new. And so on the one hand, there's more confidence that in the overall role of human beings in climate change. But this report also does more, I would say, to acknowledge the uncertainties that are always present in any prediction. They've just been putting them on the paper a little bit more clearly in this report, I think. And that's reflected in acknowledging there's some chance it might not be as bad as it could be. But on the other hand, they say, don't bet on that. You know, that's the low end. Let's not lose track of some of the worst scenarios.
All right. We're talking to NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. Richard, thanks for coming in.
It's my pleasure.